Praise the Lord, everybody. Glad to be in the house of the Lord one more time. We're going to get right down to the message. We thank God for praise and worship. We thank God how he came in and how he blessed and touched and healed and set free and delivered. We thank God for how he works in our life. Amen. God has been so good to us down through the week and just bringing us up and down the busy and dangerous highways. And that's a blessing in itself. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. I want you to go with me to 1 Samuel 16. Those that have their Bibles, will they stand for the reading of the scripture? First Samuel 16 verse, 16th chapter, and we're going to go with the first verse. And it reads as so, 1 Samuel 16 and 1. The Lord said to Samuel, "How long will you grieve for Saul when I have rejected him as king over Israel? Fill your horn with oil and go. I will send you to Jesse the Benjamite, for I have chosen a king for myself among his sons." And then I want you to go with me quickly to 1 Samuel 13. And 13. And I'm going to read it quickly. It says, Samuel said to Saul, "You have acted foolishly. You have not kept the commandment of the Lord your God, which he commanded you. For the Lord would have established your kingdom over Israel. But now your kingdom shall not endure. The Lord has sought out for himself a man after his own heart. And the Lord has appointed him as leader and ruler over his people because you have kept what the Lord commanded you." And I'm reading out of the Amplified Bible. Amen?
Amen.
My subject today is the year of the placeholder is over. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Glory to God. My topic today is the year of the placeholder is over. Amen? Glory to God. Thank you. And I want you to keep this in your mind as I go through a little history. A placeholder in the Webster Dictionary is defined as a person or thing that occupies the position of another person or thing. I want you to hear that again. It says, a placeholder is defined as a person or thing that occupies the position of another person or thing. Amen?
Amen.
Glory to God. And I'm going to give you a little bit of history. Hallelujah. We're reading in the scripture. We're on 16 Samuel, 1 Samuel 16. And we're finding out that Saul has been rejected as the king. And Samuel is grieving in his spirit. And the Lord is telling Samuel, paraphrasing, "Okay, I rejected him. How long are you going to keep crying about this? Amen. How long are you going to keep crying about a decision that I've made? Amen?
Amen.
Glory to God." So a little bit of history on that. Saul was anointed to be the king of Israel. And the thing about it is, God did not just pick Saul. The people picked Saul. And I'm going to tell you what I mean when I say the people picked Saul. God was ruler over the people of Israel. He was their leader. He was their king. He was who they went to lead and guide them. But all of a sudden, the Israel, people of Israel wanted what everybody else had. They wanted God to put a king over them. Like God wasn't good enough to rule over them. He had brought them out of the wilderness and brought them to a land of milk and honey, been with them in every battle. Now all of a sudden, we want what everybody else has. We want what they got. We want a king. Give us a king. So that's when God ordained Saul. And you'll find out that Saul was a nice looking man. Saul was tall. The Bible says from Saul's shoulders to his head, he was taller than any man. So that means he had broad shoulders and he stood up high. And the Bible says he was unlike any other man, glory to God, when he stood up. Hallelujah. So that lets me know that Saul looked the part of a king. He looked like somebody that knew something. He looked like somebody that could fight. He looked like somebody that was that would represent them. Hallelujah. Because he had what we call the look. But in the history, you'll find out that after God rejected Saul as king, he told Samuel. He said, listen, I'm paraphrasing. I got me another king. I've selected somebody. And he has my heart. He's after my own heart. So see, you see, even though Saul may look like a king, Saul didn't have the heart of a king. He didn't have the heart of a king. He just had the outside appearance. And the scripture tells you that God looks at the inward while man looks at the outward. See, there are many things that get us in trouble because we're looking at how people look, how they act, how they represent, and what we think we know about them. But God knows the heart of man better than anybody else. Nobody knows the heart of God, but God knows the heart of man. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And let me give you a quick history. You see that Samuel went down after Saul was a king and he had been rejected, and God had gave approval. He had anointed Saul, but Saul liked to do a lot of crazy stuff. Saul was very disobedient. Saul was very disobedient. And one of the things Samuel told Saul was, you have to listen to the voice of God. You have to do what thus saith the Lord in order to be in this position. So Saul, one of the things that the final straw for God was when God told Saul to come up against the Amalekites. And he told him, he said, I told them that I was going to get them. I told them they was going to pay for what they had done. So he told them to go up against the Amalekites. And he said, I want you to kill everything. Mother, father, child, sucker. I want you to kill everybody. And I want you to kill every cow, every sheep. He wanted them to kill every livestock that they had. So Saul laid in wait. Saul was smart. Saul was cunning. He was a man made for war. He was slick. He knew when to attack. He knew the right time, and he knew how to do things. Saul laid and waited. Then when he attacked, he made the mistake of doing half of what God said and not all of what God said. And see, half is not enough. When it comes to God, you have to have true obedience. True obedience. You can't do half. It's no 50-50. It's 100% all the time. Amen? Because all disobedience is sin. So he's going to do what he want to do. So he takes the king and takes him, Agag, and then he leave the best stock for them. God told Samuel, he said, he done disobeyed me. Samuel went to see Saul and told him, say, you disobeyed me. Instead of Saul repenting, well, I did this. And you're making excuses for what he done. Because, see, Saul also was a people pleaser. And you can't serve God and be a leader and try to please people. Because there are some things God is going to call you to do that people just won't understand. Hallelujah. I want you to tell yourself, the year of the placeholder is over. The year of the placeholder is over. And I'm going to get to why I call it the place. Why I'm keep throwing that word out there for you for placeholder. Hallelujah. And you're going to find out that Saul, after everything had went through, and Saul allowed the people to, before that, he allowed the people to tell him when to sacrifice. When Samuel told Saul, wait till I get there, and the people start getting all in an uproar, so he wanted to go do the sacrifices before Samuel got there. Disobedience. So, fast forward the story. God told Samuel to go to the house of Jesse. Jesse had sons. And a lot of times people miss this out. They miss this part. Samuel invited Jesse to sacrifice with him. And he told Jesse to sanctify, consecrate yourself, Jesse and his sons, so they could attend the sacrifice. But this is the thing. I want you to remember, David was not present because David was out in the field. So all his sons weren't there. All his sons couldn't have been there because When Samuel was anointing and looking at all of Jesse's sons, and surely this one is it, God. And God said, not him either. And surely this one, he looks like, oh, surely this one went through all of them. And God was rejecting each one of them. They looked apart. But again, God looks at the inward and man looks at the outward. So Samuel asked Jesse, is it another? So you know David won't dare for all that. They didn't even think enough of David to invite him to the banquet, you see. They didn't think enough of him to invite him to the consecration. But oftentimes, you're always picked out to be picked on. Sometimes God will hide you till it's time to take your rightful place. Hallelujah. He'll cover you and nobody knows what you're doing. Nobody knows that you're praying and spending time with him, because it's not for them to know then, because it's for a appointed time that God brings you out in front of everybody. Amen. Somebody tell their spirit, hallelujah, that the time of the placeholder is over. Glory to God. The time of the placeholder is over. Amen. So what is happening is, Jesse told him, said, well, go get, everybody stop, said, go get him. So they go get David. Because Jesse said, yeah, my younger son, David, you know, he out there with the sheep. So he brings David. And it says David was a handsome guy. Had these beautiful eyes. And from that day, Samuel anointed David. And the Spirit of the Lord fell on David. And he anointed David to be the king. Tell your neighbor, oh, it's time to move. See, what happened is Samuel was only the placeholder. He was only for a time being to be in the place of a king. Hallelujah. That's why he could operate in that spirit, because that position was never his. Hallelujah. That position belonged to somebody God was going to ordain. See, God already knew the heart of Saul. He knew that Saul was going to mess up, but he gave the people what they asked for so that they could see, you need to learn how to wait on the Lord. Yeah. I'm good enough to lead you out of exile. I'm good enough to lead you out of wilderness. I'm good enough to take you from the Egyptian. I'm good enough to cover you and feed you, but I'm not good enough to be your king. You don't have to see me to know that I'm there. But they wanted somebody they could look on. Hallelujah. They wanted to see somebody they could bring offerings to and give to. They wanted somebody to be physically there, not knowing that God can be everywhere with everybody at the same time. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They didn't know the king that they really had. And he is the King of Kings. My God, they had the best, but yet it's still the best. Sometime ain't good enough for some folk. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The best sometime is still not good enough for folk. Hallelujah. But glory to God, Saul could only operate in that position for the time allotted that God gave him. Hallelujah. And it was time for the placeholder to be moved. It was time for the placeholder to move out. It says Saul was 31 years old when he started his reign. And Saul reigned as king of Israel for 42 years. Hallelujah. 42 years. Evil. People pleasing. Jealous of. And gave David a hard time. Do you not think that Saul didn't know the anointing God had placed on David's life? He knew it because he called for David. When he got that spirit on him and it frustrated him and made him be sad and depressed, he would call for David. So David was so anointed that David would play the music and the spirit would leave Saul. And then here goes Saul still getting mad and throw the javelin at the man. He come to help you and you still out, because he knew that David had an anointing that only God could give. And Saul knew what it felt like to have the anointing of God on you. So he also knew what it felt like for the anointing to leave. Amen. Hallelujah. Because see, the anointing fell on Saul when he was anointed as well. But since God had rejected Saul, the anointing of leadership was no longer with Saul. Though he had the skills to lead, he didn't have the anointing to lead. Hallelujah. He could only take the people of Israel to only a certain amount of time, for his time had played out. Oh, many times, glory to God, we're sitting back and we're thinking that God has forgotten about us. We think that God has forgotten all the promises, and we think that what we're going through is taking us out. We think that it's overtaking us, and we people can't see us, and they're not acknowledging who we are. And Lord, you gave me this gift, and nobody is allowing me. But there are times when God would hide you, because in everything there's a season, and your season hasn't come yet. But when your season comes, you can take your rightful place, and the placeholder can be removed. And you can operate in His spirit, because you've been anointed and appointed for such a time as this. Now you can be in your place with all power, all authority, glory to God, and confirmation by God. You're not walking out of His will. You're not moving too fast. You're moving just the way God told you to move. Hallelujah. Somebody tell somebody, said the year of the placeholder is over. Hallelujah. They've been taking up my place long enough, Lord. Hallelujah. I feel like it's time, Lord. But I'm waiting on your voice to let me know, is it time for me to move? Hallelujah. Don't let me move too fast, Lord. Don't let me do ungodly things, Lord. Let me be ready when you tell me to be ready. My God, my God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, glory to God. You'll find out sometimes some of the things that you're going through is meant for you to go through. Because see, in your trials and tribulations, in the storms in your life, God is molding you. Hallelujah. He's taking out what he can't use and placing in what He can use. Hallelujah. He's molding you and correcting you and purging you, and Potter has His hands on you. Hallelujah. He's making you just the way you need to be making. Because when you step in that place, hallelujah, that He ordained you to be in, can't no devil in hell remove you, because you've been appointed, you're anointed, you've been consecrated, you've been prepared, you have power, and now you have purpose. Hallelujah. Now you're where God wants you to be. Now you can do what God called you to do. So the people that God placed in your life, hallelujah, that you thought was sent to take you out, were really sent to make you better. So it ain't no need to be bitter about it anymore. Oh, glory to God. You better tell somebody, I feel it's time, Lord. I feel it's time for me to take my place. Oh, glory to God. I feel it, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Sometimes on our jobs, glory to God, we work, and never get recognized. Sometimes we get mistreated, mishandled. But if you hold on, my God, one day, and take every day as a lesson, one day you're going to be in a position that changes can be made. One day you're going to be in an area, glory to God, and you're going to remember everything God said to you. Hallelujah. And one of these days you're going to remember, it's greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. You're going to remember that all the tears that you cried, oh glory to God, all the fasting and all the praying, when everybody was passing you, you understand that the race that you're running is not given to the swift or the strong, but those that endure to the end. And since you endured, now you can take the place, and God can tell the placeholder, you can move on. Hallelujah. To their next level. I had you here for a while, but it's time I got somebody that I got for this position. I got to move her here, because this is what she was born to do. This is why I created her. This is why I purposed her. This is why I prepared her. She's where I want her to be. Now it's time for her to take her right place. I don't have to put the reserve sign up no more to say reserved anymore. It ain't no longer reserved. The rightful person is in the rightful place. Hallelujah. So people can be blessed. So people can be heard the word of the Lord. So that people can understand that God is good and God is great. Hallelujah. That He didn't forget about you. That He saw your tears. Hallelujah. And the promises that He made to you. He didn't forget about them. He wanted you to be ready. Because when you step into that position, hallelujah, and you've not been prepared, then you won't hold that position long. And when you're doing a work for the Lord, you got to know what you're doing. Because blood will be spilt on your hands. You got to listen to the Lord, and you got to be obedient to the word of the Lord. Whether anybody understands it, you have to be obedient to what thus saith the Lord. And sometimes people are not going to understand it. But if you know that, you know that, you know that you heard it from the Lord, and you trust the Lord, and you know his voice, and you know that God is not a man that he should lie, and if you spend time in the word of God, you know what thus saith the Lord. You know when to move when God say move. You know when to be silent when God says be silent. You know when to get on your face when God said get on your face. You know when to pray and praise and jump and shout. You do exactly what God said do. And sometimes you just stand in a spot and get rained on. Sometimes you get stuff overflowed in your life. But God will tell you to just stay right there. Because when the fire is over, you won't smell like smoke. When it stopped raining, you wouldn't have flooded. Glory to God, you'll be holding on. Hallelujah. And then you'll understand why God took you through what he took you through. Why you think folk give you a hard time. Why you think folk backbiting and talking about you. Why you think your friends treat you like a dog. Why you think everything you tell them, they talk about you. Because baby, before you ever preach a word of God, before you ever minister to anybody, you got to learn what it feels like to be rejected. Once you feel what it is to feel rejected, and you get over that rejection stage, and you know that the Spirit of God is still with you, hallelujah, then you can do a work for the Lord. Hallelujah. Saul's time was up. Saul's time was up. Look at your neighbor and says, Saul's time is up. Hallelujah. Saul's time is up. Hallelujah. It's my time. It's my time. Glory to God. It's my time. He who has started a great work in me shall complete it to the end. Not just a little work, not just a half a work, but a great work in me. Hallelujah. Because God got plans for me. I didn't see him then, but oh my God, I know him now. Hallelujah. Oh, I didn't understand it then, but oh baby, I understand it now. Oh, glory to God. I can feel God working on me in the inside. I know that God is doing a great work in me. I know that God desires the best for me. I know that God desires me to come up out of sin. I know that God bless everything I touch. I know that everything that comes out of my mouth is blessed. I know that I can take my rightful place because I trust in the Lord and I don't lean unto my own understanding. I acknowledge him in all his ways. Oh, glory to God. I wait on his spirit. Oh, glory to God. I thank God that I may not do everything right, but I have a Father with art in heaven, and I thank him that he leads me on a great path. He leads me on a righteous path. He leads me down a long hallway and ministers to me every step I go. If I continue to listen to him, he will give me the desires of my heart. If I seek his face, I can take my rightful place. Lord, I didn't think I would ever get this far. Lord, I didn't think I would ever amount to anything. Lord, I didn't think I'll ever get the grant. Lord, I didn't think I was good enough for the job. Lord, I didn't think I'll ever get married. Lord, I thought I was broken so bad that you'll never feel me, but my God is good and my God is great and God is a restorer. He is a restorer, and now that he has restored me, now that I've learned to trust in him when I didn't have anything, now that I've learned to lean on him, now I could sit in a place that only kings sit. I can sit at the table with my enemy and still be blessed. I can give God all of my time. I can give God everything he needs, whatever he asks of me. Oh my God, you better tell somebody, it's my time. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, tell the Lord thank you. Oh, tell the Lord thank you. Hallelujah. You thought God forgot about you, didn't you? Yeah, you just thought God had made you sit on the back seat. Oh, glory to God. But you know what I find out in the class? When you sit in the back seat, you learn a little bit more because you have less distractions. Hallelujah. When you're sitting in the front, you got to worry about and hear everything going on in the back. But when you sit on the back, you get to see things a little bit clearer. Ain't nothing wrong with sitting in the back seat sometime and listening for your pastor. Ain't nothing wrong with when everybody else is ordained, you don't get ordained. Somebody says, it's not your time. It's not your time. The Bible said there's a season for everything under the sun. Hallelujah. Poor David, glory to God. David had to run for his life. David had to run for Saul. David was exiled. David lost his best friend. David went through a whole lot of stuff. But the all while he was going through things, God was yet preparing him. And he was still trusting. And favor still followed him. And God had, David was such a man after God's own heart, that Saul seeking to kill him. And David had opportunity to kill Saul. And David said this is very important. He said, God placed Saul on the throne, and it will not be in his hands to remove him. This man trying to kill you. And you know you've been anointed to be king. You know you've been anointed. But you just wait on God. Because you know in due enough time, God will put you where you need to be. You ain't got to cut nobody's throat. You ain't got to talk about them. You ain't got to run down and try to jump and tell this and tell that. You just wait on God. You ain't got to destroy nobody's character. Hallelujah. You ain't got to sneak and tell and manage what nobody doing. You don't have to lie, steal, and cheat to get to no position that God already ordained you to be in. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
David didn't have to do one thing but wait on God. And Saul lost his life. Saul lost his life behind jealousy. Saul lost his kingdom behind disobedience and jealousy. He's so busy worrying about what David doing, losing the trust of his people. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But David knew who he was, and he also knew who he wanted. And he trusted God. And when it was time, David was able to step in the position that he was already born to be in. Amen. He was able to sit there firmly with the Spirit of God on him, because that's who he was ordained to be. Hallelujah. That's who he was ordained to be. Glory to God. When the Spirit of God is with you, it will make positions for you. It will make open doors for you. It'll open windows for you. When the Spirit of God is on you, my God, your footsteps are anointed. Everything you touch is blessed. When the Spirit of God is on you, you have all you need. You have all the money in the bank. Hallelujah. You have all the education you need. You have all the accolades you need. You have everything you need to hold the position you got. Because the anointing of God covers everything. It covers everything. Because see, it's the anointing that breaks yokes. Hallelujah. And that yoke of bondage that was on your life, when God pours that anointing on you, it breaks it. Oh, hallelujah. God is great and he's awesome. You look at somebody and tell somebody, the year of the placeholder is over. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I know I've struggled. I know I've cried, Lord. And I know that I've even fell a lot of times, Lord. I have war scars all over me, Lord. But I kept the faith, because one thing I know, to be successful in Christ, you have to keep the faith. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. You're going to have challenges. You're going to have some letdowns, some put downs, some days that you don't even feel like you're saved and sanctified. But you better know that you know that you know that you know. Hallelujah. That for God has a purpose for you. And he has an ordained time to place you where you need to be. If you wait on the Lord and be still in him, don't just wait on the Lord. Wait in the Lord. And so that's what's wrong with some people, why they can't find mates. While they're waiting on the Lord, you need to wait in God. You need to wait in him so much that when somebody meets you, they have to be in Christ to even see you.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Let God hide you. Let God hide you. There were places David was that God hid him. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And you just be quiet. And you just wait on him. You just wait on God to move you where you need to be. Don't get weary in well doing, because in due season you shall what? If you faint not. Glory to God. Just keep on reading your word. Keep on being in Christ. Keep on listening to God. Hallelujah. Keep on doing what a believer does. Glory to God. Keep on keeping his commandments, loving your neighbors, loving your enemies. Speak when it's time to speak and be quiet when it's time to be quiet. And whether people understand it or not, when you get your instructions from God, how do you expect for an ungodly person to understand instructions from God? Hallelujah. It doesn't cross their mind that you're getting instructions from God. Saul was only a placeholder. He really was. And when you go back to look at John, John was a forerunner and he was kind of a placeholder too. He kind of was, because when he knew his time was up, John, the forerunner for Christ that baptized Jesus, he said, "My time is over." There are some people that are in positions as we speak, whether it's spiritually, physically, and they have an ordained time. And the problem is their time is over. And they're still trying to hold on to something that is no longer in their season, that they are no longer anointed to operate in. God is taking them higher, and they're too scared to go backward, too scared to go forward, and don't want to go backwards. We have to move when God says move, saints. We have to do what thus saith the Lord. We have to go when God says go. Because God has purpose. And there's a reason that God does everything. There are people connected to you that are yet to hear the gospel, that God will have you to carry the gospel to them. There are people that yet to ever be able to know who Christ is. Don't take it for granted because you know who Christ is, that everybody does. There are people that have been held in bondage right in the church that really don't know who God is. And they're connected to you. And God has an appointed time that they will cross your path. That's why the Bible said men ought to always pray. We have to pray for the nation. We have to pray for the believers as well as the unbelievers. We have to pray for every pastor, every evangelist, every missionary, every government official, because these people are leaders over top of people. And they need our prayers. And some of them are just placeholders. They're ordained to do a certain job. And when their time is up, it's time for them to leave. And if you know God, like you say you know God, then you'll leave graceful. But how many times have you ever seen church folks leave without turning the church down? Without saying a whole lot of bad things. Without just running everybody down. Like somebody made them leave. Your time was up. Your time was up. And I'm not telling anybody to leave their church. That's not what I'm saying. Because it's not sometimes about leaving the church. Sometimes it's going higher spiritually. And handling things different than you handled them last year. As David began to grow. And as David began to fight. And as David began to learn, he couldn't handle things that he handled when he was a little boy. He had to handle them different. But if you go further and you understand what made David such a good warrior, David was a little boy, and David was a shepherd over his father's sheep. And he was faithful. David had to fight the lion, and he had to fight the bear to keep him from taking his father's sheep. Hallelujah. So that lets me know that David must have been the kind of king that will fight the enemy for his father. Hallelujah. That will fight the enemy hand and foot to keep him safe, to keep the enemy from getting what belongs to his father. His father without in heaven. Hallelujah. Let me know that David learned how to fight as a young boy, so that when he got older and when he had to go in battles and lead people into battle, he knew how to fight. See, you thought that you were born into a family because God hated you. You thought, oh, why are these people so mean to me, Lord? Why do I have to be born poor? Or why do I have to be born a certain way? Why do I got to live in this neighborhood? But you see, you don't understand. Your life had purpose. If you hadn't have been born into the people that you were born into, you wouldn't be who you are today. You wouldn't learn how to fight. You wouldn't turn to Christ. Hallelujah. You wouldn't care what people said about you. Glory to God. Because you was around people every day that didn't appreciate you. Hallelujah. You better thank God for the people that God had placed in your life. You better thank God for the purging in your spirit. The things that you thought were supposed to take you out, God had them building your spirit. Because your time to take your rightful place is coming up. For some of you, it's now. For others, it may be later. But I am here to tell you today, through and by the Spirit of God, if God be for you, he is more than the world against you. Hallelujah, glory to God. If God gives you something, there is no devil in hell that can take it away. If God gives you an assignment, he will give you the power and the authority to do it. Hallelujah. If God tells you something, he is not a man that he shall lie. If God is with you, if God is for you, he is more than the world against you. It doesn't make a difference how many it is. It doesn't make a difference how much education they got. It doesn't make a difference, hallelujah, who is supporting them. It doesn't make a difference about their pedigrees. It doesn't make a difference about their family name. It doesn't make a difference about how many people in their church. The year of the placeholder is over. Now you can take your rightful place. Because God has his seal on your life. You are covered in the blood from the top of your head to the sole of your feet. He is your Jehovah Nissi. He is your banner. And if you wear God like a banner, can't nobody come up against you. You will be victorious in every battle. You'll be strong and mighty in battle. You will have his anointing in your heart. You will have his word in your heart. So that every time you open your mouth, nothing but authority comes. Out. Oh, somebody tell the Lord, the year of the placeholder is over. Oh, glory to God. You better stand and give God glory. Oh, somebody better. Oh, you better be happy. Hallelujah. Because now you know that you know that you know it was never in vain.
That's right.
None of it was in vain.
Yeah.
Them leaving wasn't in vain. You getting fired wasn't in vain. You losing your house, none of it was in vain. God had greater for you. He had better for you. Your life had purpose. And he had a place that he was going to set you.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Somebody look over their shoulder right now and just give God a hallelujah praise and say, Lord, I thank you. Oh, you can do better than that. You can do better than that. Ain't you glad you ain't still sitting in that old place you used to be in?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Ain't you glad? Hallelujah. You're not in that same seat anymore, that same situation. Aren't you glad that this year
you
can handle the situation different? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, you better tell the Lord thank you. Somebody got to give him glory on today.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my Lord, I thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Oh, hallelujah. Glory
to
God.
Thank you, Jesus.
We serve a mighty God.
Yes,
hallelujah. He is your Jehovah Nissi.
Yes.
And when he is your banner, you can be confident in battle.
Yes.
Because he's excellent. A banner is excellent and outstanding. So you mean God covers me so that I'm excellent and outstanding. Hallelujah. When I get into this new place and this new position and this new authority that God has given me, you mean to tell me my leadership going to be excellent and outstanding?
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
My God, my God. That's the kind of God we serve. That's the kind of God we serve. Hallelujah. Give the Lord praise.
Hallelujah.
Give the Lord praise. Now you can go home. And the stuff that hindered you, you can take the papers off that said reserved, move them, and sweep the seat off. Hallelujah. Everybody stand to their feet.
Thank you.
Oh, glory to God. Everybody stand to their feet. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Those seats y'all sit in. Sit in the same seats every time. I want you to close your eyes for me. And I want you to listen to the voice of the Lord as he used me to minister to you. You don't have to sit in that seat anymore. You've overstayed that seat. The level that God has placed you caused you to think, walk, and talk different. You can't enter this level with the same main frame of mind as the last level. Because when you're stepping into right now is your rightful place. Hallelujah. Well, you will endure some more training. But to not be in your place now is to be out of position. And a soldier out of position will cause a lot of casualties. A person that is out of position can cause people to be destroyed. But when you're in your rightful place that you know God has called you to, then you can fight a little bit harder because you have the anointing to be there. You didn't place yourself there. It was reserved for you. The placeholder was there. Now God has removed the placeholder. Now listen to me well. Set in another seat. Set in another seat. Because guess what? You have a new place. You have a new position. You have new power. You have more preparation. And now you have another purpose. So kindly slide over to another seat. Amen. Hallelujah. And go over there praising God because now you know what it was for. Now you understand what it was for. Now you know, right? Hallelujah. Now you know. Now you know why you was going through hell. Now you know. Now you know why you lost it. Now you know why you had to suffer some loss. Now you know why they repossessed your car. Now you know why sickness hit your body. Now you know why they mistreat you on the job. Now you know now, right? Hallelujah. Now you know because you was called to a different level. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You was called to a different level. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You better give God glory. Hallelujah. Don't let it be emotional. You better see yourself in your last seat. You better see yours. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. As I endure on my job, trial after trial after trial, I understand now it is for a bigger purpose. Hallelujah. I understand now that God is proning me. Hallelujah. He's grounding me. He's cleaning up my emotion, teaching me how to talk to people. As the people that are changing around my table, he is giving me understanding how to handle where he's carrying me to. Who would have ever thought we would have an opportunity to minister to the nations? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The year of the placeholder is over. The year of the placeholder. It's over. It is over. It is over. It is over. It is over. Give them glory. It is over. It is over. It is over. You got to hear me when I tell you it is over. Repeat after me. It's over. It's over. It's over. Let me take my place. Let me take my place. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let me take my place. Give God his rightful place. Take your place. Glory to God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. You shouldn't be complaining about the same stuff. You should be even spending your money a little different. Hallelujah. How you set your day up should be a little bit different. Even how you dress, physically and spiritually, ought to be different. Your conversations ought to be different. Hallelujah. God has called you to a standard. My God, my God. And we bless his holy name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Somebody give the Lord glory.
Hallelujah.
Somebody give the Lord praise. We bless your name. Come on. Hallelujah. Thank you. Come on. Don't you praise him like he ain't done nothing for you.